It is through the love of God the Father that you and I have been granted the gift of life. The love of the Father is so great, it is actually beyond our comprehension. However, through the sacrifice of His Son Jesus Christ, we are able to grasp the fringes of the length, width, height, and depth of the Father's love for mankind. It is simply mind-blowing to even attempt to contain, comprehend, or understand such love. That well-known Bible verse, John 3 verse 16, says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But you know, the next verse is probably just as important. John 3 verse 17 amplifies the Father's love for mankind a step further by saying, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." The theme of my message today is a simple question, but you need to answer it for yourself. The question is this: is God your Father? Let us pray. Eternal God, Father and Creator of all that exists, enable us through this message to see You more clearly, love You more dearly, and follow You more nearly. In Jesus' name. Many people believe in a God who is all-powerful, but do not relate their God to being the Father of Jesus Christ. The fact that you believe in God cannot save you unless the God you believe in is the Father of Jesus Christ. Jesus never said, "No one comes to God except through Me," meaning Him. He said, "No one comes to the Father except through Me." The fact that Jesus refers to God as His Father is of major importance to your faith. God's goal is to reconcile you with Him so that He can share His love with you. In order to achieve that, He gently persuades and encourages you initially to go and find His Son. You see, it is only through having a relationship with His Son that God can adopt you to become His son or daughter. Jesus Himself says in John 6, verse 37 to 39, "Everyone the Father gives Me will come to Me, and the one who comes to Me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do My own will, but to do the will of Him who sent Me. And this is the will of Him who sent Me, that I shall lose none of those He has given Me, but raise them up at the last day." Jesus was under no illusion that during His time spent on earth, through His birth, baptism, death, resurrection, and ascension, that He was going to do His Father's will. And you and I, who believe and have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, have also received His Father as our Father. Not everyone can say that. What is important for you is to be able to answer the theme of this message: is God your Father? The fact of the matter is that God does not undertake to become your Father until you determine that you want Him to be. That is when he'll help you to find your way to meet his son through the Bible or through a church or somebody or even God Speaks Radio, who will help you to understand who Jesus is. And Jesus is the only one who can reflect to you and me who the Father is. In John 14, verse 8 to 13, it says, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Though you and I have never seen the Father in reality, a relationship with Jesus qualifies you to have a relationship with the Father. The fact is that for the believer, they are one and the same person. A prayer that most of you know is the Our Father prayer. It is significant that this was taught to the disciples by Jesus. In Luke 11, verse 1 to 2, it says, Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus does not start praying by saying, My Father. He says, Our Father. Here you can see the unselfish love of the Son towards us, reflecting the unselfish love of the Father for us. How can you not make God your Father? God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is great, Lord.